Chapter 13, Humble Lean. Besides having 100% emotional commitment, actually, I think I said you need 1,000%, a lean leader must be humble. What does that look like? Let me give you a tangible goal. Commit yourself to validating, complimenting, and recognizing the work of your employees at least 10 times a day. Your people should be accustomed to hearing you say things like, "That's a great idea, Bob," or "Mary, I really appreciate how hard you're working on this project," or "Actually, John, I like your idea better than mine." When humility becomes a central attribute of lean leadership, a vortex of creativity and buy-in will follow. When there is a culture where people know that there is no egomaniac in charge, they can begin to grow and thrive. They know that leadership is singular in its focus to give others credit above themselves. There are no politics, no jealousy, no rivalry, because everybody knows they'll be acknowledged for their contribution, and more importantly, they understand that their job is to acknowledge others' contributions. A lean culture is a generous environment. It's generous in giving credit to others, generous in respect, generous in offering ideas, support, and help. The lean leader has an ego strong enough to solicit and welcome ideas from absolutely every person involved and will recognize everyone's contribution as valuable. In fact, a lean leader gets excited by the prospect of unleashing all that untapped creativity and problem-solving genius that lies dormant in most organizations. While many people will be shy and not so forthcoming at first, it is a universal human desire to be validated and respected. Once they get used to being asked what bugs you or how would you fix this, you can expect an ocean of creativity flowing through your organization in no time. It is an amazing coincidence, while writing this chapter, that one of my employees, Pablo, approached me on the shop floor. He noticed that I had submitted an order for the wrong material to be used on one of our products. He asked me, "Paul, I was just wondering if you intended to order brand X, since we had discussed this other brand would probably be more superior in performance." I slapped my forehead in recognition and said, "Oh, wow. Thank you so much. You're absolutely right." I still had time to cancel the wrong order and change it to the correct material. I thanked Pablo profusely for catching my mistake. Later that day, Pablo, who is 6'3" and a specimen of athletic perfection and should have an ego the size of Texas, made a point of approaching me to say, "Paul, I thought you should know it was actually Alexi who caught the mistake. He just had to leave early, so I told him I would pass it on to you. I just wanted to make sure you knew that." This is the spirit of a lean culture. When the leader is willing to be corrected and has no ego issues with sharing credit, that same generous, supportive spirit flows between everybody. In a less hospitable environment, Pablo might have grumbled about my mistake, shaking his head all the while, watching the mistake lead to more mistakes, and then after all that wasted energy, might have been satisfied saying, "See, I knew it wouldn't work." Instead, he felt completely comfortable raising his concern with me. Also, Pablo could have accepted my gratitude happily to take the credit, but instead, he graciously gave credit where credit belonged, with another employee, Alexi. Another effect of humble leadership is that it builds a culture that frees people from anxiety or reluctance in sharing their ideas. Rejection is not an issue because it is perfectly acceptable to throw out a suggestion for improvement and then realize maybe it's not such a great idea after all. Nobody's feelings are hurt and nobody feels the pressure to be right all the time. We can make ourselves a bit more vulnerable that way because we are strong and united in our desire to continuously improve with a focus on improving the life of our customer. Not too long ago, a team of engineers and business managers from Bombardier, the people who make Lear jets, recently toured our factory. One of them shared a story with me that he had attended a retirement party for an engineer friend. After the engineer had received so many gifts and well wishes, he reflected for a moment on his 30-year career at his company. With some regret, he said, For 30 years, they had the work of my hands. They could have had the work of my head and my heart for no extra cost, but they never asked. Lean leaders will draw out the gifts and skills of the whole person. This is what I heard so loud and clear from the Lexus vice president in Japan so many years ago. The most important thing is our people. We don't care about the next technology, the next sales strategy, the next great model. We invest in people. And finally, you will draw out the best your people have to offer if you approach them with humility and gratitude. Lean leaders must respect their people and recognize that each person brings their own unique genius to the table. If you think about it, this takes a lot of pressure off you as a leader. What a relief that you don't have to come up with every good idea. You have an ocean of possibilities and ideas just waiting to be tapped into from your people. Why would you ignore or put on the shelf your most valuable source of genius? Lean leadership yields the best possible products and services because it unleashes the best that every employee has to offer. Without jealousy, without territorial rivalry, without retribution. Someone once told me politics is the ninth waste. It's a big one, and it's mostly ego-driven. Only someone with a strong sense of self can be a lean leader. Because being humble is a sign of authenticity and generosity. In the end, this book is really not about lean or operational excellence, two-second improvements, a culture, 3Sing, learn to see tours. It is all about leadership excellence. When leaders lead with world-class principles that are thoughtfully applied, the sky is the limit. The one thing, humility is the path to greatness. Lean videos that I recommend, 2 Second Lean Improvement, and Lean Land Tech, Excellence in Leadership. I hope you've enjoyed this audiobook. I've enjoyed writing it and spending this time with you. And of course, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to email me directly at paul@fastcap.com. And I wish you the very best on your lean journey.